Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. It's always great when we're interviewing somebody if we can have a joke with them as well. And this guy always says to me, I never know what you're going to say next. He's a great guy, a great singer. It's Russell Watson.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door.
My first guest is a man who's got a great sense of humour and a great voice. We always have a laugh when he appears on my show. And here today, I ask him to get together to form a new duo with Rachel Russell and himself and call themselves Russell and Russell. Or maybe it should have been Watson and Russell. And, of course, I play him a new duo who've just emerged on the Mersey scene. Russell Watson. The man who recently we've been inundated with requests from our audience saying, Billy, next time he's at the Philharmonic, would you please ask him, please, from all of us, to walk on backwards?
Walk on backwards?
Yes, because he was the Rear of the Year in 2005, and we want to see what got him there.
Well, whatever got me there, it ain't there now. It's long gone.
You have to prove it to us. Come on at the Phil next time, walking backwards to the mic.
I'm a man of a certain age.
Wow, look at the rear on that. She's dead worried, I guess, to say something else.
Oh, my mum's ringing me, sorry.
Is she going to dispute it?
I was just showing you the chart there.
See, okay, Billboard chart.
The only new entry this week in the United States.
That's
top 20.
Brilliant, that. Russell Watson, do you hear what I hear? In the American charts,
hello. Not bad,
not
is
just
it?
Adult contemporary, not just easy listening, the main charts.
We got two as well now. We've had that one you just played has been in the United States top 40 now for 14 weeks. We've been in the top 20 for 10. So we're a bit surprised, I'm going to be honest. We weren't expecting it.
So is this bringing you ever nearer, Russell, to basically a pop-oriented album?
I don't know about. I like the mix. You see, what's going to be fun is when we get over to the States next year, because we're doing some concerts and we got TVs lined up. But when we get over there next year, they're not fully aware that I sing classical music as well. So they're going to get a bit of a shock.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Walk in and, you know, do.
Which was your trump card when you did the clubs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Nobody ever expected.
No,
but
and they used to go nuts. You know, I'd go on stage and sing, like, you know, a couple of Lionel Richie, a bit of Elton John and Elvis,
bit
and then at the
soul,
end of the night,
bit of Stacks.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, belting with Ness and Dorman, and you could see them sat there with their mouths open, like. Crikey.
Yeah. And I remember seeing some of the obvious for you, why not book him one song, Watson?
One of the compares used to say, I can't say the exact words he used to say, but he used to say, Russell Watson, the man of a thousand voices. All of them. Beep.
So apparently, Russell, you won a local radio talent competition. Would that be Piccadilly or Manchester or something like that?
Piccadilly Radio, Search for a Star, 11:52, Pete and Jeff. That was what in essence kickstarted. Well, not my career really, because I spent 10 years in the clubs. You know, the North West.
Of course, you did.
Did a lot of the clubs round here
you
as
did.
Well.
And you did our television show, Billy and Wally's Big Night Out.
I'll never forget that.
Which I've got, and I'm
Mustang Sally.
I'm at the moment negotiating with ABC in America
for the sole rights
for the sole rights to that track.
Are you? Oh, blimey! Look. Somebody's coming in.
So what did you do, Russell, in the final?
I sang. Well, I was out with a group of mates one night. We were in Salford, and I'm out with it. There's a lot of religious people walking in. Look very important. I can see them just through the glass there.
They've come to complain. Go on. Russell knows that he's much loved by myself, Jimmy McCracken, Snelly, and all the girls, of course, because of his little boy lost looks, which somehow he's retained that, even from the days at the clubs. He has this little boy lost in his face, which makes people feel sorry for him and that. And it's caught us as well.
True.
And we always think, what can we do to help Russell? Right. And it really annoyed me when two really good friends of mine, Russell, stole a march on you.
Really?
These are two really good friends of mine, and they put one over on my mate, Russell Watson, and that's Bowen Ball.
Yeah.
You see? They knew they couldn't match you on their own. You understand what I mean?
They've had to team up.
Yeah.
So two against one is not fair. Exactly.
So I thought to myself, what can we do? How can we reply to put Russell back on even par? Now, Jimmy McCracken came up with a suggestion, which I must admit, Russell, I did knock back straight away because Paul Potts, you know. I don't think Watson and Potts would Russell and
Paul,
Potts.
Paul Potts.
Yeah, I don't think Russell and Paul would work well. But we think this one would. Russell and Russell. Rachel Russell from Liverpool.
She hit a note at the end that only dogs can hear. You know those whistles that you get that they make such a high noise that only certain animals can hear them? That was that note at the end. It was so high.
Russell, it's only because of my great admiration for you I played that, because every time we played that, Weatherspoon sewers. Every glass in the place, every single time we play it. So it's only because I like you I played it.
Thank you.
It's all right. So how about that, Russell and Russell?
I'm happy I have a mug right now.
Yes, a Batman mug. Russell and Russell, what do you think?
Russell and Russell.
Yeah, Russell and Russell. Rachel Russell, Russell, Watson, Russell, Russell. But yours is the first Russell.
The Russellers.
Yeah, could say that. Yes. The Russells, yeah. The old paper underpants people.
A lot of rustling going on.
Does that stir you?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of collaborations over, you know, the last 17 years. And I always find that if you end up singing with somebody and you do a duet on your record, it's something that happens. It's like an organic process, you know. Yeah. You meet someone. When I did the duet with Lionel Richie on the second record, and the same with Lulu.
But he couldn't sing Climb Every Mountain. Let's get things straight here, Russell.
No, he couldn't.
No, so there we are. That shut that down.
But he can sing Hello.
And talking of collaborations.
Yes.
This is a collaboration that you might not have heard before. So there's a collaboration between McCracken and Butler. Do you think Ball and Bow have got anything to worry about there?
They've got lots to worry about. Because, I mean, who did the production on that record?
Stringfellow, I think his name was. Stringfellow.
Yes. Absolutely spectacular.
So what's planned for the States, Russ? Because obviously you have to go over there, and as you said, you got one up on them anyway.
Yeah, we're heading over in February, so we're going to do all the big radios and start doing some of the television work, and then in April we've got a mini tour planned.
Brilliant.
For the States, and we'll be doing a big full-on release of the record over there, and doing all the nighttime TVs and the morning shows and all the rest of it, and going for a full tilt assault on the States, because, I mean, what's happened, as I said before, it's unprecedented what's happened in the charts in the last sort of few weeks. It's never happened before to a UK artist, and certainly never a UK classical crossover artist. I mean, I think Adele has had two singles recently in the top 20, but there's nobody else from the UK.
Well, delighted for you, Russell. I mean that quite honestly. We always have a laugh when we get together, but I do have a great admiration for you. And as I said before, Russell watching us here, and he's not one of these guys who stays at home. He comes in, and we do appreciate that on the radio.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
You're scared, I guess, I'm going to say something.
No, I'm waiting for you to do something.
Whenever I compliment you, you don't believe me.
It's true.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door. Liverpool
Live. If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.